So long ago, we want to study QCD in the IR region. We all know that QCD is asymptotically free, so it's accessible to perturbation theory at IR region, UV region, but not in the IR region. So it's still a challenge to study the IR region. Now, if we have a duality between UV and IR, then we can simply look at the UV region to study the IR. Now, we know that we can actually get gauge theory from string theory. And so the duality between UV and IR in the gauge theory becomes a geometric transition in the string theory. That's why we are interested in this topic. So this table it shows the gauge gravity dual. The first one is the standard ADS-CFT correspondence. So here we have N equal 4 SUN gauge theory. But phenomenologically, we'd like to have less supersymmetry. To do that, so we can instead have a five-dimensional manifold instead of S5 here. So for example, if we have a T11, then we get N equal 1 SUN cross SUN gauge theory. This is the well-known Klebanov-Witten model. Now this gauge theory is still conformal invariant. To break the conformal invariance, we further have to put another MD5 brains. So in the gauge theory side, we get N equal 1 SUN cross SUN plus M gauge theory. So the conformal invariance is broken and the gauge coupling is running. So in phi IR, we get gauge null condensation, which induces this chirosymmetry breaking. And on the other hand, in the near the tip where R goes to zero, the background is modified from, so this one is a singular conformal, but in the R to near zero, the background becomes a deformed conformal. So now we will see how to go to UV region to IR region. So this is a Klebanov stressor model. There are ND3 brains sitting at the tip of the singular conformal. Also, there are MD5 brains wrapped in the internal S2 circle. So via duality cascade, we can actually get rid of this ND3 brains. So finally, in the phi-IR region, we only have ND5 brains. This is a famous symbolic duality. So here we see that here we have a singular conformal, but in phi R it becomes a deformed conformal. I didn't draw it here, but you see that it implies a geometric transition. So after that, Bafa proposed a precise geometric transition here. So he states that if we have MD5 brains on a resolved conformal, then if we go show a geometric transition, then it becomes type 2B flaxis on a deformed conformal, but there are no brains here. So notice that there are only D5 brains, so it's this geometric transition is in the IR region. Now, if we do a mirror transformation from that, we can get from type 2B to type 2A, and D5 brains becomes a D6 brains here. And the resolved conflict is a deformed conflict. And its geometry transition view is a type 2A with fluxes on resolved conflict. Now further, we can lift this type 2A to M theory. So it's it has a G2 holonomy manifold. And here on the other side, we have another G2 holonomy manifold. These two are related by a flop. So this picture is a local picture. So in this paper by Becker, Kashaf, and Radu and Anker, they have already completed this local duality chain. So they start from this matrix. So this is a six-dimensional matrix. Z is precise. So theta 1, x is phi 1. So theta 1, phi 1 here is a circle. Theta 2, phi 2 here is another circle. And notice they have different sizes. So this is actually a resolved conflict. And these functions are all taken at a fixed point. And they have this fluxes. And this B fluxes, if we do the mirror transformation afterward, it will mix with a matrix in type 2B theory, in type 2A theory, sorry. And F3 and F5 will give the one-form potential. Now, the above background is invariant under the Obford operation, so which takes x to minus x, y to minus y. So therefore, it can support the 707 states at this Obford point. T2 is a torus along x and y. This one is the Obford operation. This is Obford operation, and this is a left-hand fermion. So notice that under this operation, BXY is project out, but we can have BXZ and BYZ. So what does this mean? This means that, we are doing three T-duality, we will do three T-duality along X, Y, and Z. So if we have this kind of fluxes, then in the mirror configuration, we will get a non-geometric configuration. So recall that this B field will mix with the matrix. So it will come into the matrix. And if we have this component, then the mirror configuration will be non-geometric. So away from the Obford point, the matrix takes the following form. Now we can switch on all kinds of fluxes here. So what we want to study is a global picture. So how to go from local picture to global picture? There are two ways. The first one is we keep the six-dimensional manifold, Kähler manifold. But in this case, we have to have F-theory 7 brains to preserve supersymmetry. The other way is we can instead have a non-Kähler manifold. In this case, we can have 7 brains or we don't need 7 brains. So in our case, we can have 7 brains, but to make the model simple, we will take a limit that where the 7 brains are very heavy, so it doesn't affect our result. Okay, so this is our global supersymmetric duality chain. This duality chain is very simple to Waffle's duality chain, but we have non-killer manifold, and we are in a global supersymmetric picture. So here, it's a G2 structure and no longer G2 Hawani. So we start from this box with type 2B theory with the 5 brains on non-killer resolved conifold. So why do we want to start from this, not this one? Because to do a mirror symmetry, we have to make 3 T-dualities along 3 isometries. So it's well known that resolved conifold obviously have 3 isometry, but deformed conifold only has 2. So we start from this one, and this one is a global supersymmetric. So we first have to find a global supersymmetric solution in type 2B. And this is a long-standing problem. Like, Kondo-Jazz has written a paper saying that he has found a global supersymmetric solution in type 2B theory, but actually he's not, because he's not finding a supersymmetric solution, because he has other, like, anyway. But his solution is on killer manifold. So actually, it's very difficult to find a supersymmetric solution on killer manifold. That's why we will start from a non-killer manifold. And to get the box here, we will use a trick by Madsena and Mattelli. So we first start from this metric, so it's a warped metric. And to preserve supersymmetry, we only have this flux. So it's well known this solution is supersymmetric. So this is Madsena Mattelli's trick. So the previous slide is this box. And we do a S-duality to get F3 fluxes instead of H3 fluxes. And then we do 3 dualities along the external space type space, X1, X2, X3, and arrive at type 2A theory with F4 fluxes. And then we lift to M theory. Then we boost along the 11th dimension, and we get another M theory with G4 fluxes. And then we reduce to type 2A. So now we have F2, F3, and H3 fluxes. Then we further do a 3 duality still along the space time, space direction, and we get our starting point. So type 2B on unwarped non-killer manifold with all these fluxes and the 5 brains. Okay, so this is our starting metric. So this one is one cycle, and there are 2 cycles here with different coefficients, F3 and F4. So this is a non-killer resolved conifold. and we have these fluxes. So we have got our starting point for in type 2B, so now we want to do a mirror transformation to get to A. And we know that type 2A and type 2B is related by T dualities. So it's the mirror transformation is also related to T dualities. This is the Strominger-Yau and the Laszlo's conjecture. But this conjecture is based on these two conditions. First, the metric has to be semi-flat, which means the metric only depends on the base coordinates. So in the local case, it's not a problem because we already take the metric at a fixed point. So, but in the global picture, we know that the resolved contour has three isometries. Even if we do three dualities, it doesn't change the isometries. So naively, if we do three duality, we will get three isometries. That means what we get is not deformed contour. So this is not a trivial condition in global symmetry. We will talk about that later. So the other condition is we have to have a large base. That means if we want to do these three dualities, we have to first make this coordinate transformation in type 2B. Where F1 is a function of theta 1, F2 is a function of theta 2, and they are taken to be very large. So after this, we get these four extra terms. Here you see that d theta 1, this quotient becomes very large. That means we have taken the base very large. And this cross term gives us correct cross term in the mirror configuration. And furthermore, we have to also to make this this change in the psi-psi component. So here, epsilon is very small. So what we are making is we make Fi to be very large and epsilon to be zero, but this combination, we take this combination to be fixed. Now this is what we get by naively do three T dualities. Notice that here, this the coefficients for d theta 1 is not the same for the phi 1. And of course, this one is also not the same. But since we have a lot of unknown functions, we can make them same and fix these unknown functions, fi and epsilon. Also, F1, F2. And the biggest problem here is that this is not quite deformed conical. Although we have this cross term and this cross term, but we still missing two other cross terms. Now, to get a non-killer deformed contour, we have to do another rotation between d theta 1 and d phi 1 theta with a constant psi naught. So with constant psi naught, this rotation is is not a problem, because so up to this step, all the configurations are global supersymmetric. But if we keep this constant psi naught, then this is still not quite a deform conical. So what we have to do is make psi naught, constant psi naught to psi by hand. So now you see this will change the supersymmetry here, unless we change the flux accordingly. This one, if we take epsilon to be zero, then this is not a problem. But we have other choices. We can keep, to take epsilon to be zero, this is the simplest choice, but we can keep it as a function of the coordinates. So these two will be a problem for supersymmetry. As I said, we can accordingly change the fluxes to satisfy the Soulier condition, or we can compute the Poisson classes from this metric and find the corresponding fluxes. So we are working on this now. So, in this paper, we didn't give the explicit forms for the fluxes. But we only focus on this, on the metrics. Now we have a type 2A configuration. To go further step, we will lift to M theory. This is M theory, and here F A tilde are the modified one forms in type 2A. So after we lift to M theory, it becomes a metric here. Now we have to do a flop between the M theory. To do this, we first have to define the one forms here. These two sets are invariant under the SU2 symmetry of the seven-dimensional manifold in M theory. So here, to do the flop, we have to write the metric in terms of the one forms. So this is a general case. Here, G, R, these G functions are given in our paper, and they are complicated. So this is the actual flop. So the flop is, intuitively, the flop is, we have two cycles. We just shrink one and grow another. So algebraically, it's a kind of a linear transformation between these one forms. And these A, B functions can be fixed by Soulier condition. Now after flop, the metric becomes this form. It's easy to see the in type 2A theory. So we have already reduced from M theory to type 2A theory. So you see that here, this one is one cycle, and this is another cycle, and they have different sizes. So this metric is for a resolved conical. general resolve control. For the fluxes are really complicated. So generically, they will have this form. They have all kinds of components here and all kinds of components here. That means if we have a BXY, BYZ, BXZ, then the type to be mirror configuration will be generically non-geometric. Also notice that in type 2A configuration, we have these fluxes, but there are no brains here. Now, we don't know how to deal with non-geometric stuff, so we take a very simple case. We just set these things to be zero, and then we find the type to be matching, which is a non-killer deform control. So this is the one cycle, and these are the cross terms here. So this is for the deform control, and there are no brains here. So this is a picture for our work. We actually started from here. Recall that we have in the starting point we have all. We didn't fix the metric. We just write them as f1, f2, f0. There are functions of R. This is not the most general case, but still kind of general case. But so we start from here. This is the most general case. We can take all kinds of metric as long as they are for the non-killer result control. So we are starting from here, and then we do geometric transition and get here. So generically, we will get a non-geometric landscape. But inside, there is a small corner here. It will give a geometric landscape. And also, inside this small corner, there is a spot here. It's represents the Kleinov stressor type geometry. And the Messina-Mewis geometry is here. And actually, these two solutions are related by one parameter solution. Because they are all geometric. If we take a special case, we can arrive here. This is discussions. So after we have completed the directed chain, we find that there are still lots of problems left. The first one is how to deal with the non-geometric aspects of the mirror configuration. That's what we don't know. And the second one is the 3D condition. So as I have discussed previously, we have made some rotations between coordinates and change sign on to psi by hand. So this will break the 3D condition, but we have to preserve 3D. This is what we are working on. And the most interesting thing is to study heterotic geometry transition. Since we have already proved that type 2B geometry transition, so it's straightforward to think that there are geometry transitions in heterotic string, heterotic string theory. So, so here, this box is already, it's very easy to go from this box to heterotic string, because we only have the H3 factors here. So this means on this side, we can easily get a heterotic string theory, but on the other side, because generically it will be non-geometric, so it's difficult. But we can study a special case. Which is the Mach-Zehnder-Minor solution. So we will go from this four corner Mach-Zehnder-Minor solution to heterotic string theory, and then find the geometric transition between these two setups. So, and this is also in progress. The other one is this is a difficult problem because we are in the far IR region, like we have already cascaded away all the E3 brains. So we have proved that there are geometric transitions in the low energy, but how about the UV region? So this will be a, we will overcome this in the future. So, thanks.
Any questions?
You mentioned QCD at the beginning, but it seems that QCD is all very far away from what you've been saying. Do you see any hope to really apply it to QCD?
Yeah, that's a good question, because right now we only prove that there are geometric transitions between these two, but like this. Okay, so remember there's a box dot here, so this is our starting point. There are defined brains, and on the other side, it's, there are no brains but fluxes. So I think you can study gauge theory on this box and find the correspondence effects here, or you study the from here, and you can get, you can know something about gauge theory.
But is the gauge, can the gauge theory really be QCD?
I think that depends on how you set up your. But yeah.
Okay. Any further questions?